Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
She's got great chat.
The hideaway is open tonight.
I've looked at it or whatever.
You know, you've got quicksand. It's like the equivalent, it's made out of dicks.
It's banter. What do you think about Brexit?
What's that?
Does that mean we won't have any cheese?
Are you joking?
You are a liar, actress.
100% my type on paper.
She's got no chat.
Hello and welcome to She's Got the Chat. I am Mara.
And I am Ari.
Welcome to our week 3 Love Island Games recap.
As I've been watching these episodes, I have been having a conundrum because I'm like, I have so many things to say and I don't know when to bring them up. I just feel like rather than recapping these episodes, I could just rant for like 2 hours about all of my thoughts and feelings that have come up over
same.
The past week.
Yeah, no, 100% same. I feel like this show, and I'm also like sad that it's like almost over. Like we only have 2 episodes of this left. Like that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's a part of it. I feel like the end of the season has felt extremely rushed, starting with them bringing in 6 bombshells at once.
6 bombs. That was fucking hinged.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get there.
This
was my concern. I was like, I'm just going to go off at the beginning of the episode, so I'm trying to rein it in.
Well, let's start off with some reminders for everybody. We've got a Discord out now. You can find the link to that in our Instagram bio. Mm-hmm. I hope you guys all join. There's a couple people in there. We're going to start up some convos, have some chit-chats about the episodes and what's to come and all of that. We've also got a reminder for Spotify and Apple Wrap. That's going to come out soon. Please tag us if we are in one of your top podcasts for the year. And our Love Island Australia recaps are on our socials. You can find them on TikTok and Reels. It's finally out on Hulu. So if you would like to join me in watching this fucking dumpster fire of a television show, I would love that because I need people to talk to about it.
Because I'm not watching it.
Yeah. I want maybe when this is over, Ari, and you have like a free moment, you should watch it.
No, I will. I'm planning on watching it. I just can't. I can't right now at the same time as games.
I get it.
Maybe
I'll
watch it on the Hulu schedule, honestly.
Yeah, you should actually. I still hate everyone on it. So that's awesome.
Is Lucinda on it?
Yeah, Lucinda is on it from UK.
Oh my God. Do you hate her?
She's like the star of the show.
Oh.
She's like the main character.
But do you hate her?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
She should have never done this show. I think it has genuinely ruined her reputation.
Wow.
She is. I don't want to spoil anything. I was going to say who she's coupled with, but I don't want to spoil anything.
Well, I don't know any of the guys.
All right. I'll just say she's with the worst fucking human being on this planet.
So if that sounds intriguing to you guys, watch along so you can chat with Mara about it in the Discord.
I just got a high heart rate notice on my watch, by the way.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes.
Wait, just thinking about Australia because of your food poisoning.
I think it's a combo. I am sick, listeners, by the way. I have been infected by Chick-fil-A. So another reason to hate them if you needed one.
If your heart rate goes up again, let me know. And
I'll be fine.
No, okay, again, world's stupidest soldier that I've been watching that's so fucking crazy. For anyone that's watching it, you can also DM She's Got in the Chat and Mara will tell me and I'll go and respond to it because mm-hmm. I would love to chat about world's stupidest soldier. Somebody was just medically withdrawn because he had a super high heart rate that wouldn't go down.
Really? Who?
Jack Osborne.
Jack Osborne. Is that related to Ozzy Osborne?
Yes.
Interesting.
He has MS, and I think that they were like, nah, you can't keep going because you could die.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway.
how long was his heart rate up for?
It was like, I don't know. They didn't necessarily give a time frame, but it was like he was kind of freaking out about it, and then he went and saw the doctor, and then like they had a whole challenge and then came back, and he was still with the doctor. So it was like hours.
Got it.
Yeah.
Damn. That's rough.
Yeah. Okay, so we have our finale episode is going to be coming out a little bit early as a Thanksgiving present for you all. We love and appreciate our listeners so much. And we thought, you know, you might want something to listen to not engage in political conversations with your family members. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's always a big theme on Thanksgiving. So our finale episode will be out on Thursday, Thanksgiving. And we cannot wait to see how this season wraps up.
I know.
As always, our last episode, Mara, was listened to in 285 cities.
Amazing.
And if you were our listener in Freeport, Maine, we would love for you to share with a local friend.
Freeport, Maine.
Yeah.
Cute.
If you are a listener in Ojai, California, also would love for you to share with a local friend. If you are our listener in Uttoxeter, Staffordshire. Please share with a friend.
Wow.
And as always, again, please review, rate, share, subscribe. You can follow us wherever you get your podcasts and wherever you are on social media.
Yes, please.
And please tag us in your stories, in your Spotify Wrapped. If you're listening to the pod, we want to see where you're listening, how you're listening, what you're thinking, what you agree with, what you disagree with. We're going to have some fucking hot takes this episode. I can feel it. So I'm ready to get into it. Are you?
Let's do it.
Okay. Without further ado,
let's chat. All right. Episode 11. We leave off with Toby and Georgia leaving the villa. Sally and Eyal have a chat where Sally shares the goodbye that she had with Toby, and then they discuss how good their communication is, something that she was lacking with Toby. Ray and Imani then have a chat, and they're upset about the choice that they made. They didn't know what the duel was going to be, so they didn't realize how unlikely it would have been for Toby and Georgia to have, like, won or lost. Mm-hmm. Imani says that she wants to keep her heart in this process moving forward. We also are instructed that Megan has left the villa for medical reasons.
But when they said this, I just thought like she was at the doctor for the day or like she was going to be gone from the episode or something. Like they did not make it clear that she was gone.
I know. It was just such like a quick thing too. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Where did she go? Why? Tell me more.
So weird.
I was really sad. Ugh. The Islanders then get a text. They're going to have a pool party tonight. And then at the pool party, Justine and Jack have a really cute conversation. Justine tells Jack about how she got kind of bamboozled after her last relationship from the show. She says that she feels like she's been able to open up and she's been catching feelings for Jack. He says he feels the same way. And he says that he feels differently than he did last time he was on Love Island. They talk about how they could make the LA-London distance work. He says he's not really sure, but he's happy with how things are right now. I also wanted to make a note that they were listening to music during this conversation.
Huh.
Did you notice this?
No.
There are Islanders in the background listening to music.
Fascinating.
I was shocked.
Wow.
I don't usually get music in there.
It is fun.
Yeah.
We learned that we have three new bombs entering. Those bombs are going to be Courtney from Love Island US, Mike from Love Island UK, and Carrington from Love Island US. Carrington complains about being seen as a player because he dated on a dating show.
I guess he dated around in the villa.
Again, I think we said this before, but I really don't remember anything that Carrington did on his season.
No, I was hoping that seeing him would jog my memory, and it did not.
No.
I don't remember anything.
I don't either. He wants the best of both worlds. He wants to be there for the love and for the games. Courtney says she's an extra ass bitch. She's here for everything. Mike wants to win, but he says it would be nice to find a connection. And then they all sit around the fire pit, and Jack dares the new bombs to kiss the people that they're most interested in. So we see Mike kissing Justine, and Jack, of course, is like, I did this to myself.
Right.
One of the things I do want to say, and I can talk about it more, but that I really started to feel in this week of episodes, is Jack is having the opposite of a Lucinda on Australia storyline. Like, I am loving him on this season, and he is having such a good redemption storyline arc. Very impressed with him.
I totally agree. I feel like I have a whole new, like, lease on life with Jack. Like, he's so much more likable than he was on his season.
Completely agree. Yeah. Carrington kisses Kira. Courtney kisses Jack. Mike says, let's stir it up some more. And he kisses Imani. And Sally is like, let's play spin the bottle. It's moments like this where I know that Sally has a very good relationship with producers. Mm-hmm. Because they have tasked her with introducing this obviously planned activity.
Yes.
During Spin the Bottle, we see Sally and Ayal kiss. We see Mike and Justine kiss. We see Imani and Mike kiss. We see Callum and Jess kiss. We see Justine and Courtney kiss. Carrington and Kira. More of Mike and Liberty. Carrington and Courtney. Jess and Mike. Courtney and Johnny kiss. He picks her up. He ITMs that he is swooning, and everyone is like, bye, Jess, because
he's, I know,
like, literally grabbing her and, like, going to town with Courtney. Yep. In front of the, yep, whole villa. I think that Johnny might be a little bit of an exhibitionist.
Oh, definitely. Oh, from what we saw with him and Aurelia?
Well,
yeah.
Exactly.
Holy shit. They were basically fucking in that pool.
I know.
Holy shit.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
We see a chat between Johnny and Ray. They discuss that Ray has competition now for Imani. And then Imani comes over and is like, is anyone mad? Ray is like, no. And she says that Johnny didn't. And she tells Johnny not to stir the pot. He's like, no one's mad. Johnny expresses his interest in Courtney and says that he wants to apply pressure to Courtney without fucking things up with Jess. Good luck, mm-hmm, Johnny.
Good luck indeed. Kira, Sally, Liberty, and Justine then discuss Kira's kiss with Carrington. And Kira ITMs that Carrington is showing her the attention that she really wanted from Megan. And Justine tells the girls that she told Jack that she's got feelings for him. They're all like, oh, so cute. Sally's like, you guys are endgame.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the makeup room, Courtney says that she's also into girls and Kira is in her top three. And then later we see Callum kiss Courtney in bed before everyone goes to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Just goes in for a makeout just out of nowhere. In the morning, Carrington pulls Kira and they talk about how their kiss last night was good. They discuss their ethnicity, and then Courtney comes over and pulls Kira. They discuss their previous relationships, their star signs, and then Courtney goes in for a kiss. Callum sees this and says, what are the chances of this happening to me twice? Callum's into bi girls. What can we say? It is what it is.
This is one of my favorite storylines of the entire season.
Same.
Is Callum just having to grapple with this new form of competition that he's so unfamiliar with?
Agreed. Oh my gosh. So then Mike pulls Justine and Mike says that the first time he did Love Island, he was really immature, and that this time he wants to be a man. He says that he felt something there with her when they kissed, and she agrees. He says that she is his number one.
We then see Courtney pull Callum. She says that she was surprised by his energy and that she finds him to be like a bull in a china shop.
Very accurate for Callum.
Yes. He says that she's stunning. He asks her about her athleticism, of course, wanting to know how are you going to do in the games. He calls her ditzy and ITMs that he basically wasn't even listening to her. He was just looking at her.
Yeah.
Great. Mike and I Monty chat. He says that she has a good aura and asks about her aura. Aura. Rather.
Either.
She talks about her job and he talks about helping rehab people who've been in prison.
I thought that's so cool. I had no idea he did that.
I didn't either, but he also says that he has a background in law enforcement. So, like, I just don't trust any work that he's doing with criminals or what if, convicted.
But what people. If it was, like, from being a cop, he realized, like, this shit's fucked. I want to just help people who've been in prison.
I don't get that vibe. You don't think so? I think he's proud to have been a cop.
Got it. Okay. ACAB. Sorry, Mike.
ACAB. They discuss Imani's couplings, and Imani ITMs that Mike is putting it on thick, and she says she's staying open. This is an error.
Yes.
We see Johnny and Jess chat. Johnny says that he actually likes her, and then he's like, oh, okay, bye.
Right.
He's like, just wanted to chat with you to let you know that, like, I do actually really like you. Like, things are going super well between us. I'm gonna go pull Courtney, like, but you're right. Like, you're here, right? You're like, we're good.
Right. Like, okay, get fucked. I'm gonna go do this.
I can't.
I was wondering if that was an edit, him immediately pulling Courtney. I don't think it was, but I think it could have been.
It could have been, but the other thing is we saw that this was his game plan to try to keep Jess on the back burner while, what did he say, applying pressure to Courtney.
Yes, exactly.
Jess is now with Liberty watching this conversation between Johnny and Courtney. She's annoyed. Johnny is telling Courtney that there's something missing with Jess. And Johnny says that he's been waiting for her to come in. But not her specifically. Just someone like her. Mm-hmm. He should have just been like, you. I've been waiting for you, Courtney. I'm so excited to meet you. Why does he have to do this?
I know.
Jess ITMs that she doesn't feel good enough. We later see Jess telling Johnny that she's confused, and she says that she feels like Johnny is always first in line to get to know the new bombs.
True.
She doesn't really believe that Johnny likes her, and she says he's playing a game. He's like, I've been moving normally, and I'm respectful.
Like, you don't get to tell her that you're the one moving normally and being respectful.
I can't.
If she's actively telling you, you're being disrespectful.
Yeah. Johnny then pulls Courtney again. We see, of course, Jess complaining to Justine and Ray this time about his words versus his actions. And Ray says, if it's meant to be, then it will pan out. Jess is crying. She says that she is sick of people faking connections with her just to stay.
Al, perhaps?
Yes.
Reference to Al.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Courtney then gets a text. Tonight there's going to be a recoupling and the bombs will pick first and then the girls will choose. Imani and Ray have a chat and Ray says that they haven't really talked today and he was waiting for her to come talk to him. He's being really standoffish toward her and Imani is trying to get him to talk about how he feels. He ITMs that he's annoyed but not at her. This conversation was an error on Ray's part. I thought he handled this really poorly.
Agreed.
Mike then ITMs that Imani is great at the challenges, but he wonders if she is on the emotional level that Justine is at. This is quite the comment.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that right now it's a decision between his head and his heart. Courtney says that she's considering both Kira and Callum, but also Johnny, but she's wondering if he's too serious about the games. During the recoupling, Carrington picks Kira, Mike picks Imani, and Courtney picks Johnny. And Jess to this says that he was calculated the whole time and she knew it.
Yep.
We are left on that bit of a cliffhanger and then we move into episode 12. So we're in the middle of the recoupling. Justine picks Jack. Selly picks Aol. Liberty picks Callum. Liberty made like a great speech during this. Talked a lot about like their friendship and how good of a partnership they have. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jess picks Ray. She fully calls out Johnny during this. She calls him a fucking snake. She says that she is going – I basically took this as she's coming for his head.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to get you the fuck out of this villa if it's the last thing I do.
Right. Well, she goes, I want to couple up with this boy because I would rather be coupled with a friend than a fucking snake. And then she goes, fuck you, Johnny.
She went off on him. I loved it.
I did too.
It was so good.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. I would have wanted to do the exact same thing.
I mean, but the thing that's annoying is it's like, Jess, honey, I know that there's not like a ton of options and it's not like she had somebody she could go to instead of Johnny, but like, you knew this. Listen to your gut, baby girl. Like, you knew this. Does he deserve it? Yes, she did. She knew.
Yeah.
Does he deserve being called out in this way? Absolutely. And I loved it. But also, like,
yeah,
you got to stop getting yourselves into these situations where you're relying on people that you don't actually trust, and for good reason.
Right. No, exactly. So the recoupling ends, and Johnny wonders out loud if anyone has been cussed out like that during a recoupling before. I think he's correct. I don't think anyone has.
Not that we've seen. Yeah. Not that I can remember.
So
post-recoupling fallout, we see Sally comforting Jess. Jess is crying, and she says that she feels like a placeholder.
Yeah. And Sally – and it's this moment where I realize that Sally and Jess look exactly the same and that Johnny has a type.
Oh, yes.
Even Aurelia and also that baby mama.
Oh, my God. Dude, I know.
They all have the same dark hair, dark eyes, dark features.
Yeah, even Courtney, kind of.
Even Courtney, yeah, her hair is lighter, but, like, still, this dude has a fucking type.
Yes. No, I've definitely been thinking about the similarities physically between Jess and Sally.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So we see Johnny and Courtney chatting, and he's like, doing damage control. He's like, I don't want to have you develop an opinion about me because of the recoupling. And Courtney is like, I thought it was funny.
Such a good impression of her.
I thought it was funny.
I can't with the laugh.
Yeah.
Her voice is really grating to me.
It's so funny because she definitely speaks a little bit more quote-unquote normally at times, but
right.
We didn't even mention this, but when she came in and they were all talking together around the fire pit, Jess was like hysterically laughing and Courtney kept being like, "What?" And Jess was like, "You're just funny." It's like definitely her voice and mannerisms.
100%. She's always just like wide-eyed and like looks like she's just like there's a light shining in her eyes at all times.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Mike and Imani chat and he says that she has a lot of layers. He thinks that she's really cool. And she says that she has a good connection with Ray, but they're open. Again, this is such an error.
Yeah.
Mike is like, I don't care about Ray. And Imani ITMs that Mike is not genuine and she thinks that he picked her because of the challenges. I just think she needed to be more clear with him about that from the beginning.
I agree.
Jack and Ray chat. Ray is pissed. Ray feels like Imani must have been giving Mike something romantically, otherwise he wouldn't have picked her, or at least saying she's open, which she was. Jack is like, just sleep on it. Imani comes over and wants to talk to Ray, and he says, not now. And then in the makeup room, we see Imani crying and feeling really upset that Ray didn't want to talk to her. Kira's like, you've just hit a rough spot. It's going to be okay. And Imani shares that she really wants to fix things with her and Ray. And then Courtney gets a text. One of the new bombs is going on a date with their new partner. And the three of them have to decide. So we see Carrington say, I'm going to let the lady go first. Mm-hmm. And Courtney, of course, chooses Johnny to go on a date.
Whew, this date. So they go into this like little jungle forest thing. It's raining. We haven't talked about this. It's still always raining because they're in Fiji
mm-hmm.
in the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking raining constantly. But anyway, Johnny makes this speech to Courtney, and I just felt like the dynamic between them was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it felt very like daddy-child vibes.
I mean, he is preparing to become a father.
Oh my God. That's true. Great point. No, I don't know why. I just felt like he was speaking to her in like, I guess it was condescending, but like not overtly there. But there was like this level of like a power dynamic that I was like picking up on that because like I cannot actually formulate.
I think that what it is that Johnny is in this villa to win. He obviously wants to win. And to get fucked. And he doesn't want to fuck Jess. And so anyone that he's, like, looking at, he is looking them up and down with this, like, do I want to fuck you? And are you also good enough to get me to the end of this competition? And I think that it makes all of his interactions a little bit hard to watch. Also, given the context that we now have about Johnny's impending fatherhood and assuming that he knew this. I mean, God, I can't fucking wait to see what comes out about this, if anything. But
oh my God, I know, same.
It just, it makes everything that he's doing in this game very hard to believe. Any genuine thing that he's trying to do in this game very hard to believe.
I think the only genuine thing he's doing is following his dick.
Absolutely. I mean, that's, and he says as much. He's like, nobody in here has turned me on. Like, I want to fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Well, he gets to it pretty much. So anyway, Courtney and Johnny talk about their exes. Courtney says that she dated a girl at age 21. And then a couple years later, she dated this guy. Those were both the people that she was in love with. Johnny says that his ex was 3 years ago. It was Sally. Courtney's like, oh my God, I love her.
Her.
Oh my God, Sally, I love her.
I love her.
Courtney has veneers, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. That's, it seemed obvious.
Do you remember on her, like, season when like the photo of her pre everything came out? She looks like a different person.
Totally different person.
Yeah.
Courtney, I would like to do a case study on Courtney.
Okay, I'm in.
I just feel like Courtney is this person who is so deeply insecure about the way that she looks and the way that she is perceived, and then did all of this cosmetic surgery in order to make herself, quote unquote, hot, and then gets all of this like male and female attention because of it. And it is like the only thing in her life that she gets like any validation from. But I know it's empty. I know that it's not enough.
But it also is how she now makes her money.
Ugh, I know. It's so fucked.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't know.
You know what's interesting? I don't like it. Is like there's always been this timeline on like models and actresses and like that you can make a lot of money when you're like young and hot, and then it becomes a lot harder to be on that industry once you get older. And I'm very curious to see what that timeline is going to look like for influencers, because I could see it being different just because they are very much selling to like a millennial Gen Z demographic, even what's before millennial, Gen Y?
Gen X.
Gen X. Gen Y is after Gen Z. Anyway, regardless, I feel like it's possible that the influencer.
We're Gen Y. Millennials are Gen Y.
Oh,
yeah.
I feel like it's possible that the influencer generation could age and continue thriving, promoting, because like we're the target and we're going to be aging with them.
Right.
But I don't know. Anyway.
No, that's actually a really good point. I have a lot of thoughts about influencer culture as well, at that, and like what the future is going to look like with that. It's a great point, though.
Yeah.
Okay. I will go on a tangent if we keep talking about it, so I'll move on. So, okay, Courtney and Johnny then make out. And he keeps calling her baby. He says he's turned on by her. Ugh. And he literally just wants to fuck her. I think at one point we see him trying to cover up a boner.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. So then back at the villa in the makeup room, the girls talk about Johnny. Sally feels like she should have warned Jess. She just wanted everyone to get to know him on their own terms. And the girls commend Jess for going off on him. Before bed, Jess is gunning to get Johnny out of the villa. There's a cute moment where Jess is like sitting in the corner and she's like, I'm upset. And Sally's like, it's okay, baby girl.
Yeah.
I don't know if this was that moment.
Oh. She's like, what are you upset about? Nothing again? Oh, that's okay. But like not right. in a condescending way at all. She's just like, right. like so like understanding and loving. She's like, you're just
it
like
was so
feeling
cute.
It again. Oh, yeah. I get you.
It was really cute. I love and Jess just sitting too. There like, I'm upset. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I was like, God, I've been there.
Yep.
Callum tells the boys that Johnny fucked up and the guys agree. In the morning, Imani and Ray have a chat. Ray says he just needed the night to clear his mind. He felt frustrated because he questioned what they had together and he feels like they are on two different pages romantically. Eyal then gets a text. The next challenge is gone in a heartbeat. The heart rate challenge. I was so excited to see this.
The game's version of the heart rate challenge.
That's a great video. The winning couple is the power couple and the bottom couples will be vulnerable. The Islanders then break off to discuss their strategy.
Okay. So this is so funny because you started the challenge with a Callum quote. I also wrote down a Callum quote, but a different Callum quote, also about Liberty's boobs.
I wrote that one down too. Don't worry. I got all the quotes.
Oh, yep, you did.
I died. Okay,
so Callum starts by saying, I hope Liberty literally fucking motorboats you all.
I laughed. I was like, ha, 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 ha. I like fully laughed out loud.
I had that moment in a second.
Funny.
Quote. We see Johnny and Courtney go first. She's a maid, and I don't know what he is.
He's like a circus ringmaster.
I do feel like they could have done a better job of at least having the couples wear, like, coordinated outfits.
Coordinated outfits. Like, why do we have a circus ringmaster and a maid?
I don't know.
Like, would they just – I feel like they're just using old costumes that they had.
Yeah, probably, honestly.
Yeah.
We see Courtney grinding on Johnny's face. Johnny throws off his hat, and it hits Sally. I do believe that that was unintentional, but it's funny.
I agree. Yeah.
Liv and Cal are having trouble keeping their heart rates down. And then
I saw a funny joke online that said that Courtney probably gave Johnny pink eye from the way that she was grinding on him. She had her crotch in everyone's face.
Okay. Let's just say this now. There might as well have been penetration.
I know, right?
This entire challenge was an orgy. I have never seen any fucking thing like this on any show.
I know. It was so competitive. I think I did like it more, honestly. I loved how competitive it was.
Yeah. And there was none of the like bullshit fucking, oh my God, what were their names? I can't even remember their names. Carmen and Kenzo.
Like, oh, man, yeah.
Like, if you are like a girl with morals that like I would want to be with, you wouldn't like do that to other guys. Like none of that bullshit. That was all.
None of it.
Not even a thought in a single one of their minds. It was like we're fucking at all of
balls
us.
To the wall.
Everyone right. is
yeah.
basically just going to fuck now.
Yeah. No, exactly.
It was insane, Mara.
It was insane. I loved it. I loved it. I know. It was great.
Oh. So we see Liberty and Callum go now. They're a sailor and a devil, maybe.
Yeah.
Liberty goes off. Callum goes off. he, this is the Callum quote that I wrote down. He looks at her boobs and goes, "No, those are what I call calcium cannons."
Calcium cannons. What a name for boobs. What a name.
I love him. The thing is, he is stupid, but then he has these moments of like, how can you be so funny when you're stupid? Like, it takes intelligence to be hilarious.
100%.
But in Unseen Bits this week, he has a whole spiel about how he thinks that the moon is just the sun at night.
Stop.
Which, by the way, I did see a clip from Australia with a girl being like, the moon is,
yes.
How much bigger than the earth do you think the moon is?
Okay, wait, I'm so glad you brought this up because I also need to talk about this. Yeah, no, this girl, Abby, her and this guy, Reed, get into this argument where they're like talking about the moon and he's like, yeah, she's like, it's so big. And he's like, yeah, it's big or whatever. And she's like, well, you know, it's because the moon is bigger than the earth. And he was like, ah. Pretty sure that's not true. And she's like, no, it has to be, otherwise why would it look so big
even
Earth?
Though it's so far away,
right? Even though it's so far away. And he was like, I'm that's not right. he was like, that's wrong, like fully that's incorrect. And then she does like an ITM, she's like, I just, it has to be bigger than the Earth, right? I was like, it almost made me question myself. I was like, is it?
Callum did not make me question myself.
That's really funny.
At the end of Lib and Cal's turn, her lipstick is just like smeared all over her face from
everywhere.
Again, making out with every single person there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We then see Imani and Mike go. She is a cowgirl. He's dressed up as like an army dude. Imani is crawling. Jaka's like, Imani's eye contact was crazy. Ayal calls Imani a snake dancer.
The way she was shaking her ass was like very like hypnotic.
Yeah. And she gives everyone a dance except for Ray. So normally what we see in this challenge is that people will like save the person that they want to be most special for the end.
Right.
And kind of like pretend like they're not going to go to them and then give them an amazing show at the end. I thought it was a huge error that Imani skipped Ray.
I completely agree. She should not have skipped him.
She should not have skipped him. We see Carrington and Kira go. She is grinding on him. And then they both are making out with Justine.
They were like double teaming her. Like literally.
I feel like we're recapping a porno.
I know, me too.
Like we.
I know.
Actually, that's literally what we're doing. Just so you know, this is what our lives are.
This is porn.
This is porn.
Imagine actually recapping a porno.
Should we start up a second podcast? If you want us.
It's so stupid.
She's got the
pussy.
I was trying to think of a rhyme. She's got the smack.
She's got the smack. I like that.
She's got the pussy works too. Oh my gosh. We see Sally and Ayal now. She is going after Johnny. They're both just like making out with a ton of people, which is definitely smart. Ayal is like, he's a handyman, I think, and he has tools. And so he's like walking around and like putting these like toys in like the boys' mouths and then making out with their partners.
Girls.
I was like, oh my God. Like, oh my. It was like so kinky, but so well done.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it. It was also like recapping, like writing the notes for this was difficult because it was like so much was happening at once.
Yeah, totally.
It was like pure chaos. Justine and Jack go next. They're a bride and a king. Justine is like twerking on Callum. Jack is picking people up. They are all making out with everyone. And then Jess and Ray go last. They're a lifeguard and an elf, which was really funny. He's got these like tiny little green like metallic pants.
I do have to agree with you that these just had to be the costumes that they happened to have on hand.
Right. They're like, so random.
Oh, right. Like that back corner of the storage shed. We do have those old costumes. Like what?
Right. These are all the ones that didn't get used during Love Island USA's most recent
season.
So yeah, so Ray is kissing people, Jess is grinding on people. They don't really go super hard, but it was good. Imani then gets a text. The new power couple is Liberty and Callum. I am screaming. Everyone was genuinely happy for them too.
Mm.
Everyone was until like,
until they
oh
knew
God.
The power they got.
That's true. Then they were fucking pissed. But yeah, up until then, they were very excited for them. Courtney then gets a text. The three vulnerable couples are Justine and Jack, Jess and Ray, and Kira and Carrington. Only one boy and one girl will be going home, and the Safe Islanders will decide who to send home. The boys choose a boy to dump, and the girls choose a girl. And then we move into episode 13. The boys and girls discuss who should go. Johnny refuses to send home Ray. Ayal says he refuses to send home Jack. Courtney suggests Kira because she's a strong competitor, and the girls just discuss Jess's lack of a connection. Callum brings up sending home Carrington because Jack and Ray both have romantic connections. Always a good reason to keep somebody if you're wanting them there. The boys decide to send home Carrington, and the girls decide to send home Kira. The Islanders then say goodbye. Short-lived for Carrington and Kira.
Very. Well, Carrington specifically. Kira definitely made her mark on the season.
Imani and Mike then have a chat. Mike says that Ray and Imani have a really strong connection, and it doesn't really make sense for them to force something. So they decide to just call it.
Yeah. We see a chat between Liberty and Callum. They're talking about how excited they are to have won the challenge. And then Liberty gets a text. And before she even reads it, everyone is dying. Everyone's like, oh my God, it's the hideaway.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Of course it is. It's the hideaway. Sally ITMs, I want Wattpad to have a field day with that. Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay, I was dying. Wattpad is like for like fan fiction, like people who want to like publish their own fan fiction. I did at one point read an entire series of Harry Styles fan fiction on Wattpad.
Oh, wow. Wattpad? That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
The girls help Liberty get ready. They tell her that she should consider being friends with benefits. You say they imply. They straight up say that to her. And she's like,
I know,
I
they
mean,
just
I'd
said
be
it.
Dumb.
I wanted this to happen so bad.
I didn't think that it was going to happen. I didn't think that they were going to be romantic with each other because I just have never thought that Callum has been into Liberty. But I think that this is the beginning of the end of what could have been a winning couple.
Agreed.
And we'll discuss it as we get a little bit further into the hideaway and the decisions they make.
Okay. I feel like if they had had like a friends to lovers storyline, I think everyone would have died for that.
I think that that would have been a good strategy. I just never saw that happening. Callum is too genuine of a player. It's so obvious when he's into someone and when he's not.
I know. But why, if he likes Deb, why didn't he like Liberty?
Deb is not curvy.
Okay.
You know that's it.
I know that that's it, but I'm annoyed.
Yeah, it sucks. We'll never have a chance with Callum.
Oh my God. I want to be his best friend.
I
want
to be his best friend, Callum. Please,
I don't
want to
go anywhere near
Callum.
Anywhere near that.
Please come on the podcast. I love you so much.
He is like the poster child for ADHD. Like, I have, like, if someone is like acts as if they're driven by a motor, that is Callum.
I love him.
I know. I love him too. He's a gift to this world.
He's such a gift.
He's been trying to do more stuff on social media too. I don't know if you've seen any of it, but it's like, I think people are in his DMs like, you need to do more shit online, you need to do more influencing.
Or he has a PR person who's saying that.
Also true, also true. But he's been posting these like chaotic like stories where he's just like screaming into his camera, and then like people behind him are like, like literally, that's like every single story I've seen from him recently. Hold on. They're up right now. I saw some this morning.
Oh, it literally just says chaos.
Yeah. Callum, we love you. Please come on our podcast.
Please come on our please podcast and come on every iteration of the show. Any single season of any franchise of Love Island without Callum moving forward will be a disappointment.
I honestly
agree. Might be my favorite player of all time.
I think same. Like, he might beat Martin Higgins for me. Maybe I should rewatch season 5 before I make that claim. But
no, because we have so many other seasons to rewatch that are less fresh.
She's really fucking funny. I mean, that's the joy of her as well. But
she is really funny, but she like immediately became – she immediately elevated beyond the show. Uh-huh. Callum has and will not.
Correct.
Therefore, I want him in it forever.
Forever. Forever. Forever. Every season.
Oh my god, I can't. Where were we? Oh right, we're just literally talking about the hideaway. Okay, yeah. So the boys are like, you should put on these little pants, and Callum is like, if I go in that with that mentality, oh, you're stirring the pot. And then in the hideaway, of course, they get a text, and they are told that they have the power to mix up all of the couples for the challenge tomorrow, and we see them kind of putting pieces with each islander's face together to determine what couples they want to make. Prior in the night, we saw Lib say something to Callum like, should we just do this? Like, should we just ride this out and be a friendship couple and like kill it and go all the way? And then we don't really see the conclusion of that conversation, because I think that's when they get the text, or at least that's how it's edited. And
that's right.
This is where I am really bummed. I mean, I'm glad that Callum is still around. We'll get into it. But I think that Callum was never going to be down for that plan. And it makes me sad for Liberty. And they needed to have like an actual better conversation about this, because obviously what they end up doing with these recouplings is fucking psychotic.
Yeah, I did not get it.
I
would have thought
either.
That they would have stuck together. I was not expecting them to recouple.
That was really, really stupid.
Yeah. So stupid.
Anyway, we see a chat outside of the hideaway between Imani and Ray. She shares that she was super upset with how things were left between them the other day. And Ray does apologize for how he communicated to her. He says he really cares about her and didn't mean to take it out on her. And Imani wants to be exclusive with Ray when they recouple. And he agrees. And then in the morning, we see Liberty and Callum agree that they are going to keep their text a secret. And he's like, they're going to be coming at us. They're going to ask. They're going to know we got a text and we can't crack. And then we see this scene where the other guys are saying to Callum, well, did you get a text on the hideaway? And he was like, no. And he ITMs about what an amazing actor he is. But I'm like, when you're a good liar, you don't repeat the lie like 5 times.
Yeah.
He's like, a text? No, we were expecting it too. We didn't get a text. We didn't get a text. Nope. I mean, you know, it could still happen today. Like, maybe we'll get a text today. Definitely didn't get a text last night.
We get text. We get text.
I don't think any of them.
That's a great
him.
Point.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. Mara Higgins then comes in with Kem.
Yep.
Satine from season 3.
Of course, who won the show with Amber.
Yes, love.
They had the most iconic journey of Casa Morin coming back together of all time.
Yeah, they do. That was also a crazy CASA, because if you came back single, then you had to go home.
Yes, if you came back single and your partner was recoupled, you had to go home.
Right.
Amber was going to come back single, and then they got a video or some sort of notice mm-hmm. of what was going on in the boys' villa. She saw that Kem was hooking up with another girl, so she came back recoupled. That was the only thing that saved her from being dumped, and then they both left yep. their CASA bonds and go back together.
Yeah.
And won.
Wild. Yeah, it was great. Callum then reveals that they did get a text, and they then reveal who they coupled up with who. Imani is going to be coupled up with Ayal. Selly is going to be coupled up with Ray. Jess is coupled with Mike. Courtney is coupled with Johnny. Justine is coupled with Callum. Liberty is coupled with Jack. And
this was so yeah. stupid.
I will say some of their logic was accurate in that, like, Jack and Justine having such a strong connection is what saved Callum, but it did not save Liberty, ultimately.
That, I guess, was their logic, but they needed to know that there was the option for them to be dumped individually, not as couples.
Right.
And this is what I would have done if I were them. Ready? I created an alternate universe. Better okay. strategy. They should have stayed Love together. It. They should have had Liberty and Callum as a couple. They should have had Selly and Johnny together. I'm sorry. I know Ooh. That's fucked up, but they should have done it. If they're trying to okay. create chaos and they're trying to have couples not work well together, they should have put Selly and Johnny together. Selly that's would have fair. Spiraled. I think they should have put Courtney and Jack together, because I genuinely do not think that either of them could understand a single word that the other one was saying.
Oh, wow. That's such a good point. Courtney and Jack. Wow.
And then I would have kept Mike and Jess and Ayal and Imani, and that would have left Justine and Ray.
Yep. Justine and Ray probably would have done well, but
I know. That's the only yeah. pieces that I couldn't fully piece together. Mm-hmm. But I think that that would have been best for the most chaos with yep. other couples.
I agree. I think that's a solid adjustment to have made.
So anyway.
So going into the challenge, there are going to be 3 head-to-head rounds. Selly and Ray versus Jess and Mike. Imani and Ayal versus Liberty and Jack. Courtney and Johnny versus Justine and Callum. The losing couple in each round is at risk of leaving the villa. Mm-hmm. So the challenge is called She's a Catch. Islanders are dressed up as sailors and mermaids. The boys have to stack gold bars onto a Treasure Island map table. What?
This is the strangest fucking challenge ever.
It was bizarre.
Did you think I was shaking my head like you were explaining it wrong?
Yes.
Just hearing it again, I'm like, why?
Yeah, so the boys stack gold bars onto a map, a table, basically. The girls go up a hill, like up a ramp that's also slippery, and their legs are basically tied together because they're mermaids.
Yeah. It's not only slippery, but like covered in seaweed or something seaweed. That's intended to mimic seaweed and apparently smells like shit.
Yeah, right. So they go up and down this ramp to collect these gold bars that have different words on them. The bars have to be stacked in order based off of a list that they get. The boys have to then walk a plank, attempting to keep the bars of gold upright. And if the bars fall over, they have to start over. The couple with the highest stack wins. It seemed like an impossible task on both ends.
Truly.
Like getting up the hill seemed difficult, and then walking across the plank back and forth with that.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Rope, it was so finicky. I don't know how anyone did any of it.
Yeah. I think it was just intended for them to like mess up a lot and have to start over and get frustrated.
Yeah, fair.
Which happened.
Right. Yes, definitely. So Sally and Ray versus Jess and Mike are first. Sally is really struggling to get up the ramp. Mike drops their first bar. Ray and Sally then lose two blocks. Mike loses his one block. Sally and Ray end up winning the first round.
Imani and Ayal go now versus Liberty and Jack. Ayal and Imani have two stacked. Ayal, you said, asks for another word for ass. I have this exact quote written down because I feel like he screamed it like 20 times. Another word for ass, Imani. Other word for ass. I might even like put a clip of it in here.
Other words for ass. Other words for ass, Imani. Other words for ass. Another word for ass.
Anyway, when Ayal is screaming another word for ass, Imani gives him Fanny and he's like, no, that's not right. Fanny's our vagina. And they argue.
Fanny, nah, that's not another word
for
ass.
That is a word for ass.
Fanny. Not ass. No. Fanny's a vagina. Is Fanny ass in America?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. Go on, that works. No, I didn't know that.
Imani is like,
I'm 100% sure. I'm 100%.
Ayal ends up dropping two bars. Jack and Liberty have two. They're even. Ayal and Imani now have three and Liberty just misses it. So Ayal and Imani win. Liberty has fucked herself over or been complicit in her own fucking of her own self over.
Yep.
We now see Courtney and Johnny versus Justine and Callum. They start off pretty equal and then Johnny loses one block. Johnny then loses another block. Callum has three blocks. So it is now 3-1. And then it's 3-2. And Callum decides to be greedy and try to go and get a fourth block instead of just holding strong with his three. And he loses two blocks. So it's now 2-2. Johnny and Courtney have three blocks now. 1 minute left. Johnny goes for a fourth block. Callum has three. Callum loses two blocks. Courtney and Johnny win. Callum has fucked himself over.
I know. That was really disappointing to see.
Very disappointing to see Liberty and Callum in the bottom.
I know. I started panicking at this point.
Yeah. The Islanders now discuss who is vulnerable. Jack and Justine chat. Jack is pissed off because of losing and because of the recoupling situation. Callum and Liberty chat. They discuss how upset Jack is, and Callum explains their strategy of coupling up with people who were in strong romantic connections. He says that he suspects people will vote off Jess and Mike, and Mike and Jess are also pissed at Liberty and Callum. We're moving into episode 14 now. We see Jack talking to Callum. He doesn't understand why Callum said that they just wanted to make it fair. He's like, you had all the power and you wanted to just make it even. Like, you should have used that power to actually, like, do something good and get out someone strong.
To me, Callum saying he wanted to make it fair was more just like an excuse. I don't think he actually wanted to make it fair.
No, I think that Jack was kind of talking about how, like, for example, with Jess, they paired her with Mike. They were talking about, like, who could we put Jess with, who's like a strong competitor, because they feel like she's not. And so they wanted to, like, kind of neutralize those bigger threats in that way.
Got it. Okay.
Callum says he's not taking any responsibility for Jack being vulnerable. And we now find out that we have six bombs entering the villa.
It's too many.
Yeah, this is where it got totally out of hand for me.
Yeah.
So we have Tina from Love Island, Australia. Zita from Love Island, US. Mitch from Love Island, Australia. Scott from My Nightmares. The show got literally worse for me the moment that Scott was on the screen again. Maybe it's the six coming in at once. I really think it's Scott. Like, I want him gone. I'm over it.
He brings down the vibe.
He brings down the vibe so hard.
Yeah.
Deb from Love Island, US, and Aurelia from Love Island, Germany.
We see Callum and Mitch have a huge hug, so excited to see each other. The Islanders are meeting and mingling with the new bombs. They start by kissing their top three, of course. We see Deb kiss Callum, Jack, and Mike. Scott kisses Sally, Imani, and Courtney.
Was surprised to see him kiss Imani. He knows her. He went on a date with her.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Why?
Weird.
Yeah.
Zeta kisses Mike, Callum, and Jack. Aurelia kisses Jack, Johnny, and Mike. Mitch kisses Sally, Justine, and Liberty. And then Tina tells everyone that Mitch is her ex, and she kisses Jack, Mike, and Scott.
Callum then pulls Deb. He tells her that everyone was telling him that she's his type, and Deb says that she's good at sports without balls. Maya Jama then enters the villa. The vulnerable couples join her at the front of the fire pit. One couple has the chance to be saved, leaving two couples vulnerable. The safe couples have to decide who to save.
See, this is where I'm like, why did they bring in the bombs when they did? Like, it is so bizarre for them to be here for this.
Agreed. Like, they're not participating in any kind of way.
No.
Like, they don't like vote. They don't like have the opportunity to save anybody.
For a second, I almost thought that they like weren't even there until the next day or something. Like,
yeah.
It just watered down the storyline.
I agree completely. Yeah. So the safe couples have to decide who to save. They try to figure out what to do. Johnny is under the impression that Callum did him a favor by keeping him with Courtney. That was confusing. But Sally says she wants to save Justine. Ayal says he wants to save Jack. Imani wants to save Liberty. They all take a vote. Ayal shares that they are saving Callum and Justine. Callum is experiencing guilt. He's like, I feel like this is my fault. I feel like I fucked up. And
so many new feelings for Callum this season.
I know. Jack and Liberty and Mike and Jess are going to have to duel to decide who goes home. Maya reveals, though, that Mike and Jack will go head-to-head and Liberty and Jess will be going head-to-head. Jack, Ayal, Callum, and Mike then have a chat. Jack and Mike say it is what it is. Jack says we need to embrace it. We don't come here for the easy route. The girls have a chat. Jess complains that she's been in all the duels, and Justine thanks everyone for saving her. Liberty apologizes for the way that things ended up.
We then see Jack tell Justine that he's going to go into this duel and take his head off. Mike's?
Yes.
Take Mike's head off. Jack comforts Justine. He's like, it's all going to work out. Don't worry. In the morning now, everyone is stressed about the duel. Jack gets up early to get his head in the game. Callum makes Deb a coffee. I love this romantic storyline for Callum. I do have to say, like, their energies, and I don't think I thought of them together before the season, but it does make a lot of sense.
Totally agree. Yes.
Like, if Callum is not on every single season of Love Island moving forward, my guess is it's because him and Deb are like legit soulmates and they're just going to be together now.
Oh my God. We'll see about that.
We see a chat between Aurelia and Johnny. She says that she's been single for 2 years. They both talk about how much they go to the gym. She says that Johnny has an old soul.
I said, girl, reset those crystals, please.
They need to be charged.
Put them out in the moon. Put them in your freezer. Right. Get it together.
Johnny tells her that he's super into Courtney. And Johnny ITMs that he's not sure if he should pursue Aurelia. He's like, oh, my dick is saying yes.
Yeah.
But my head is saying no, but my dick is saying yes.
Yeah. He's like, your ass can't quit. But I don't know if I should go for it.
Callum and Liberty train. He has her do sit-ups. He's throwing a ball at her stomach and makes her say things that she doesn't like about Jess.
This is funny.
Johnny and Mike chat. Mike says he's nervous. Johnny is like, don't think about the people watching or what Jack is going to do. Jack and Justine chat, and he's like, I am not going to go out like this.
Yeah. Mitch and Liberty then flirt a little bit. He says he hopes that she wins today. Zeta tells Mike that she's rooting for him. Jack and Liberty try to amp each other up. Justine tells Sally that it's been nice to have a connection with a good guy and that she sees something with Jack. And this music that they're playing in the background during this is like really manipulative. It's, I forget which song it was, but it was very like, da 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 da, like, you know, leading up to this big moment. Maya Jama then enters the villa. She says the winner of each duel will stay and each person will have two tags on each side of their belt and they have to rip one off of the other islander, but they will both be blindfolded and wearing bells all over their body.
Yeah.
This was like hunting.
It was crazy.
It was fucking crazy. I was like, this feels like a Squid Games game or something like that. Is this a Squid Games game?
No.
But it feels like
if
that,
if it was
right?
a Squid Games game, then the loser would be
they would
dead.
Die.
Yeah.
I know. But I was like, this is like a play. Maybe it's a play because, you know, death is nigh. I don't know. Anyway, the winner of three rounds wins. So the girls go first. Jess gets one of Liberty's. She wins round one. Jess then wins round two. Liberty wins round three. They both get a tag round four, but Jess gets it faster, so Liberty is going home. We see Jess cry, and she says, I'm sorry to Liberty. The boys go next. Jack and Mike shit-talk each other a little bit starting off. Jack wins round one. Mike wins round two. Jack and Mike start shit-talking each other more. Mike says, Justine, say goodbye.
I hate that.
I hated that. Yeah.
It's like, dude, I get that you want to stay there, but also, like, that's fucked up because, like, they have a legit connection and you don't. Like, what are you staying there for? You're not going to go any further in this season. I'm not saying he should forfeit, but, like, he didn't need to be super, like, aggro and rude. Mean about it.
Yeah. I think Jack got in his head, which was his, I'm sure, his intention.
Yeah.
But Jack then wins round three and then wins round four. Justine runs onto the mat to hug him. Mike goes home. He's crying.
Was he? I missed that.
Yeah, he was crying a little bit. He
I
like
did not
bends
like
over
him at all this season.
Mm-mm. I couldn't really remember him from his first season either.
Same, but I specifically did not like him.
Yeah,
on this season,
I wasn't. No, nor did I. So Callum then pulls Liberty off before she leaves, and they talk about being great partners together. And I just loved seeing this like strong platonic friendship between men and women.
Yeah.
That was very sweet.
A moment of silence for Callum and Liberty. I hope that they remain friends. I definitely think they will. It was a beautiful thing that they did together while it lasted.
I agree.
We are now moving into episode 15. We see Jack and Justine chat about the duel, and Justine ITMs that she did not expect this connection with him. We see Scott and Courtney chat, and she shares that she doesn't have a type. Scott says that he's looking for someone who can give it back.
Yeah, if Scott wants someone to talk down to him, we're happy to talk to him about that.
Actually, if you just listen back through our catalog of episodes, you should be very pleased if that's what you're looking for. Courtney talks a little bit about her season. We see Mitch and Zeta chat now, and they discuss how serious it felt coming in. She compares it to D&D. I did not note this, but of course you did.
Yeah, I was just like, as a girl who plays D&D, it's the most unserious game in the world.
Oh, okay.
But I liked that she compared it to D&D. It made me think, has she played before? Interesting.
I mean, I don't know why she would bring that up if she hadn't.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe she saw the movie.
Oh, maybe. There was a D&D movie?
Yes, it was actually good.
Dang.
It had Chris Pine in it. Wow. It had that hot guy from Bridgerton in it.
Was it just called Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably definitely what she's talking about, if I had to guess.
Yeah, maybe so.
Mitch says that he is interested in Zeta. Mitch has such a goofy voice that it's hard for me to take him seriously.
He does, yeah.
They definitely talk about how, like, you know, oh, Zeta's like, I would have kissed you, like, in my top three, but, like, we came in together. This is an unspoken rule that bonds have to connect with and couple with more established players for their own sake.
Right.
We see Callum in Deb chat. She has a bug and he's freaking out. She ITMs that she laughs a lot with him. We see them kiss. I do think that he's actually really into her.
I know. I do too.
I
like genuinely am into her.
Super here for it.
Yeah. It's cute.
It's cute because I never ever was into Deb and, oh my God, what's his name?
Jesse. Yeah. Oh my God. Definitely not.
No, like we were so against them the whole season. Not against them, but just like didn't think that they were a good match. And yeah. Callum and Jesse are opposites. And I'm like, this is what Deb needs to. Sorry, I'm sure you can hear the.
It's fine.
I live between all the major hospitals in Denver and I have the door cracked. So just a little taste of the city life for you out there. Don't track me down. Anyway. It's just nice to see Deb with somebody that like I genuinely think is a good match for her and that I'm so obsessed with. Like I'm happy and I wish that we had more of the season to see their storyline play out.
I know, me too.
We see Johnny and Aurelia in Soul Ties. He's like, I've been thinking about our conversation all day. Before the season, we talked about being a little bit worried about her English, and I do think it's not great.
Yeah.
However, she has done the exact right thing, which is find the person who just wants to fuck her and
that's
he'll keep
so
her
true.
Around.
Yeah. She's barely talked.
No, that in these conversations, she's like, I've been thinking about you all day. She's like, I've been thinking about you all day. She just repeats everything. Or she'll be like, me too. She just repeats everything that he says to her.
I know.
And he is eating it out of the fucking palm of her hand. Her chemistry game might be the best of anyone's this entire season.
Definitely. Yes.
And it is a targeted chemistry game at the exact person who's going to fall for it.
Definitely.
They hold hands. He gets her to lay down with him on the daybed. She's like, our souls have been connected before. I can't with her saying this in Soul Ties.
I know, right? Do you think that's why she got that idea?
Yeah, kind of. Like, yeah. She should have, like, I wouldn't have been surprised for her to say, like, our souls are tied. Like.
Right.
Johnny kisses her.
I wanted to mention that on Astrology Island, she did a compatibility thing with all the Islanders on games. And Johnny was compatible with so many people.
Huh.
I know. And I was, that's clearly coming out to play here.
Interesting.
I want to know what it is in his chart that makes him so compatible with everybody. I think that's the more interesting thing.
Maybe just that, like, his stars are ruled by his penis.
Maybe.
And so he's compatible with anything he can put his penis in.
Yeah.
Basically. Not Johnny's biggest fan, if you can't tell.
Oh, no. Fuck Johnny.
Before bed, we see Callum telling Jack that Deb is so much like him and he probably won't win the challenges with her, but he's going for it. I don't really get this because I feel like at this point in the season, have they not realized that the challenges are not all just about like physical strength?
Right. I mean, they must know that by now.
Apparently not, though.
Yeah.
We see Johnny pull Aurelia to the side and kiss her again. Jack walks by and sees it, and then he, like, just kind of keeps walking. And then once he's out of their eyesight, he stops and goes.
Yeah. He hands it to his mouth, like, ah. That was really funny.
I love him. I didn't expect this coming in.
I know, right? Johnny is definitely a man who has cheated before, and it's so obvious.
Yeah. Well, isn't that partially what Sally was claiming in the diss track?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I actually don't remember.
He's definitely a serial cheater.
He lives for the
conquest.
Yeah. The conquest, the secretiveness of it.
Yeah.
You can just tell.
I had this feeling the whole time, like, he's going to fuck Aurelia and then be over it.
Yeah.
or like as soon as they are coupled and actually able to like be together in public, he's gonna be over it.
Yeah, 100%. So it's then morning in the villa, and Aurelia tells Imani and Jess that she and Johnny kissed. She says that she's holding back because she doesn't want to hurt Courtney, but she feels energy with Johnny. Johnny and Aurelia then chat, and she asks if he's talked to Courtney yet. He says, no, but I need to tell her. Aurelia says that she's having mixed feelings about everything, and he says not to worry. It's all on him. Then they kiss again. Then we cut to the girls asking Courtney how she and Johnny are. She says they're good, but he's been a bit standoffish today. Trouble in paradise. Jess and Tina then pull Courtney for a chat. Jess tells Courtney that Johnny and Aurelia have been kissing. Courtney says he's just here for the games, and she says she knows what she wants to do now. Courtney then pulls Johnny. She tells him that she knows that he and Aurelia have been making out. She doesn't understand why he didn't just tell her. Courtney says that she noticed his energy change, and she's upset that he didn't respect her by telling her. He asks how she found out. She's like, it doesn't matter. That was good. Mm-hmm. She refuses to tell him. She calls him insecure and says that sneaking around gives small dick energy.
Yes.
Destroyed.
Courtney then is talking to Scott and Zita about what happened with Johnny. She ITMs that she's going to explore other connections and she will not be going back to Johnny. Scott pulls her for a chat and says that he likes that she is sparkly.
Yeah, weird.
Jess then talks to Mitch. Jess wants to couple with Scott and she wants Mitch's help. So she wants for him to steal Courtney so that she can go talk to Scott. They put this plan in action. They execute. Yeah. Exactly the word I was looking for. Thank you. Jess and Scott are chatting. She's like, we need to think strategically. So she's going at this from a, like, you should be with me for the game perspective. Not sure how that's going to go for her. Actually, I am not well.
Right.
Mitch and Courtney are chatting, and he says that he wants to get to know her as well. And then Mitch gets a text tonight. There will be a recoupling, and the boys will pick who they want to couple up with. The girl not picked will be dumped immediately. The girls not picked will be dumped immediately. It is now nighttime. We see Tina briefly trying to make a play for Scott and Mitch to keep her so that the newest bombshells can be united as an alliance. This would have been a better call on their part because we see that they don't have the numbers they need in the next challenge to be safe.
Right.
Jess warns Aurelia about Johnny, and Aurelia's like, I don't care.
Right.
Basically.
Our souls are tied.
What else is she going to do?
Right.
We see kind of a montage of people trying to make their last minute plays, questioning who they should pick. And then Deb gets a text. It is a wipe gotf. Will all Islanders please gather around the fire pit? Ayal makes a beautiful speech and chooses Sally. I officially buy them as a couple. I didn't at first.
Mm-hmm.
Jack chooses Justine, of course. Ray chooses Imani, of course. Callum chooses Deb.
I love them.
Mitch chooses Zita. Johnny chooses Aurelia. And the girls are all kind of scoffing at his speech. Scott chooses Courtney, and she walks up to him, fully makes out with him.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that leaves Jess and Tina single, and they are going home.
Sad we didn't get more of Tina.
Yeah, they just should have had a longer season and brought these people in with slowly. More time to actually establish their places in the villa.
Agreed. Agreed. So moving into episode 16, Jack and Justine have a chat and they agree that they want to make it to the final together. Justine says that Callum is probably her biggest competition. Mitch and Zita then chat. She says that she didn't know that he was going to pick her and they both agree that they want to win. They also kiss. Mm-hmm. Scott and Courtney then chat. Scott says that Courtney is the most attractive person he's seen on Love Island, on his Love Island time, which is rude. Catherine? Anyone? My Scott fans out here, Low blow to Catherine.
I don't like him. I don't like anything about him.
I know. I don't either. I don't get it. I'll never get it at all. People online are just like, oh, he's like so unserious. I'm like, I hate to disagree with you. But like, I think he's actually deeply serious.
Right. Like, I think honestly, he's deeply unemployed and homeless. Villa hopping. Yes. Villa surfing.
Villa the 2023 surfing.
Version of couch surfing.
Yes. I love it. He's like,
I really need to be in a strong couple because I don't know where I'm going to live when I go home.
I got to stay here as long as possible because I'm going to be out on the streets for something.
Oh, my God. By the way.
Oh, my God.
Love and respect houseless people and acknowledge yes. that is a very complicated and big issue and not in yes. any way trying to make light of that, but
no,
what
this
the fuck
is all
is going
in jest.
On with Scott?
Yeah. So Ray then tells some of the guys that he wants to ask Imani to be his girlfriend. Ray then pulls her and all the islanders go up onto the terrace outside of the makeup room. He asks her about the outside world. She says we have a good connection, that she could see something long term with him. And he says he wants to go into the real world with her, and he asks her to be his girlfriend. She says yes.
We have everybody run out onto the balcony and
scream. Yay. Yeah. And then at night in bed, everyone is hooking up. It looked like Scott was fully fingering Courtney.
I said implied boning. I watched it and then rewound and watched again fucking. And was like, are they fucking, Gabe? And he was like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
There was something. It might not have been full fucking, but like she had like a pleasure face and it was like a rhythmic motion.
It was very rhythmic.
The sheets.
I agree. They were doing something for sure.
Wild.
Yeah, very.
It is the morning time now and we see Ayal and Johnny helping Ray to set up a picnic for Imani. I thought this was interesting. This was not our traditional order of events. Normally we would see like this surprise, you know, picnic or all of the boys kind of being in cahoots to get the girl to like this romantic situation for the ask. But we had the ask yeah. last night. I thought it was kind of fun. I actually liked it that Ray did it mm-hmm. backwards because he essentially ensured two scenes for himself and Imani.
It's true.
Johnny yeah, and Ayal discuss how much it sucks that not everyone is going to be able to make it to the final, and they talk about their alliances. This episode becomes so fascinating, so alliance heavy.
So
and this
alliance
is
heavy.
The beginning of it, we're starting to see this like between Johnny and Ayal, like, okay, like, yeah, we got each other, right? Question for you.
Yeah.
Where did this come from? Why are Johnny and Ayal friends?
I think because of the U.S. people's alliances.
Yeah, but Johnny shouldn't necessarily really have an alliance with Justine and Sally, who are the backbone of the U.S. alliance.
So I've been occasionally watching clips of Sally and Justine have been like recapping every episode on their YouTube. And Justine was basically explaining how originally they weren't sure if they could trust Johnny and that he like proved himself. I guess he saved her in some instance. And so they were like, okay, Johnny's on our team now. So, like, he had, like, gotten himself in with them.
Okay. Well, yeah. This is also the beginning of me really starting to wonder, what the fuck has Imani done wrong? And how have I not been seeing it up until this point that she has not been solidifying herself as a part of this alliance?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she had the easiest in. She had the easiest in with them already being friends and close with Ray.
Yeah.
Being a U.S. player, I think my theory is that she was not on her original season long enough to really understand that even though this is a game and even though it is to some extent about your primary connection with the person you're partnered with, a huge part of this game is the friendship game.
Mm-hmm.
It is Friendship Island. I'm sorry. Yes. It's not Friendship Island. We love you, Brendan and Sarah. But it is kind of Friendship Island.
This is Friendship Island for sure.
she's not playing that game well, and that is the downfall of a very strong player. The other thing that I'm just kind of confused about with Imani is I remember us being so excited for her to be on the season and being like, we didn't get to know her at all in Love Island US, can't wait to actually get to know her. And I don't feel like we've gotten to know her at all.
I know. I actually kind of feel like I might not like Imani that much.
I agree.
It kills me to say that, but like, I can't answer your question. Apparently, I think I missed it. I don't remember when this was, but apparently Imani, when Justine was like vulnerable at some point, Imani voted to not save her.
Yes.
And apparently that happened like multiple times.
So why don't I think I remember that this happening multiple times?
I know. I literally can't recall. I know it happened once for sure.
It's so hard for me to tell if Imani was just fucked because she was in the power couple so much in the beginning of the season that she had a target on her back.
Yes.
I think she could have played differently to overcome the target on her back. I think she could have had the target removed from her back if she really leaned in to Justine and Selly are like girls to the end. Like, they would have embraced her if she had played it differently.
I think she fucked up by voting for Justine whenever she was vulnerable. I would not be shocked if Imani getting power couple a couple times made her feel like people should come to me. I don't have to come to people.
Right. Which is an error on her part.
A huge error, because that's a target. You got to like reduce the threat, and that's on you to reduce the threat, not on anybody else.
Totally agreed.
Yeah.
So in Ray and Imani's picnic, they're talking about how happy they are together. Ray is saying that they're such a good team. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Justine and Jack are chatting and just watching Johnny and Aurelia hooking up in different parts of the villa.
Literally.
Jack says what everyone is thinking, which is they just need a room at this point. They're like, they've made out everywhere in this villa. He's grabbing her ass. I'm like, did they fuck in bed? Because I'm getting the vibe that they didn't, because there's still, I genuinely think that the moment that they have sex, Johnny's gonna lose interest.
I completely agree. I don't think they've had sex yet. Yeah,
I don't think so either. Yeah. And I think that is likely, it's Aurelia's like choice, and it's the right choice.
Agreed. Good girl.
We now see Justine and Jack start to chat a little bit of strategy and how they're actually going to win. Everyone is very aware that we're getting to the end of things here. Justine is like, we just have to put ourselves first. And Jack is like, the only people that I'm actually going to be looking out for are Selly and Ayal.
Yeah.
Zita gets a text. They will be having a Love Island Games carnival, and they are going to have to put it all out there, show where their loyalties lie. And they figure out that four people will be going home because of the hashtag foregone conclusion, but for the number. All of the Islanders are then discussing, plotting who they want to go for. Johnny wants to get Scott, Courtney, Mitch, and Zita out. He's like, if four people are going home, we are going to send home the new bombs. Johnny does really take over here in a way that I think is pretty good gameplay.
Agree.
Mitch tells the group that they need to go for Jack and Justine because they are such a strong couple. Jack, Justine, Selly, and Ayal are discussing how they should go for some of the new people on the page of getting out Scott, Courtney, Mitch, and Zita.
Right.
But also maybe Ray and Imani.
Right.
Ray tells Imani that he really believes that the U.S. people are going to have their backs, and Imani doesn't believe it. This is because Ray has successfully maintained this connection and alliance with Selly and Justine, and Imani has not.
Right.
And this is very, very bad. Very bad. This is the beginning of the end.
100%.
Mitch tries to convince Johnny to split up the Jack and Ayal crew. And good luck, Mitch.
Right. Good luck.
It's nighttime now and we see the carnival. This is so crazy. As I was watching this morning, Gabe kept coming in and like seeing one thing and then being like, oh, so like, does that mean that they're going home? And I was like, do you like go away? Like, do you want me to explain this all to you? Because this is the most fucking bizarre show ever. Like, no, anything that you're taking away from just 1 second of this does not mean what you think it means.
Oh my God.
So the couples are told that they're going to take part in 3 different games and that the loser of each game will be vulnerable. The first is cornhole. I call this cornhole. What do you call this?
Cornhole.
In other parts of the country, people call it bags.
Bags?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
I guess.
Bags, though? Who, I know. Who calls it that?
Midwest. In the Midwest, they call it bags.
They call crazy shit things.
However, outside of the Midwest, answers were dominated by cornhole.
Midwest always has to be different.
Yeah.
With their pop.
Oh, yeah.
And their casseroles.
Yes. Basically, they are all deciding who they want to target, and all of the bags that they actually get through the hole, that doesn't count if it lands on the board, which it normally would in cornhole. It would be like 1 point instead of 3 points or whatever. But
right.
It only is counting if it actually goes in the hole, and the couple with the most bags in their hole at the end will be vulnerable.
Yes. Deb and Callum go first. They decide to go for Courtney and Scott. Callum goes first. He gets 2 into their hole. And then Deb goes next. She gets a couple in there. And Courtney gets pissed off. Selly and Ayal also go for Scott and Courtney. Jack and Justine go for Scott and Courtney. It's like starting to unravel them. Ray goes for Scott and Courtney. And then so does Imani. And she says, I'm doing this because of gameplay. Like, it's not because I don't like you. It's because I'm doing this because of the game.
Yeah, there was definitely a conversation where Imani was sitting with all of the newer girl bombs and they said they were all going to have each other's backs.
Yeah.
That did happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Mitch and Zita then go and they go for Aurelia and Johnny and Justine and Jack and Celia and Ayal. So they split them up a little bit more, which I think is tough to do.
I think that's pretty stupid decision.
I agree. I think you got to go hard on one
person.
Johnny and Aurelia then go. They go for Scott and Courtney as well. And then Scott and Courtney go for Justine and Jack. Smarter decision. The text, Scott and Courtney are now vulnerable. The second challenge is apple bobbing. The Islanders will be putting apples into a couple's crate and those with the most apples are at risk. So similar kind of idea here. Johnny and Aurelia go first. They put apples in Mitch and Zita's box. Courtney and Scott go next. They go for Johnny and Aurelia. Justine and Jack go for Mitch and Zita. Ray and Imani argue about what to do, and then they go up. Imani goes for Johnny, Aurelia, Depp, Callum, and then Ray goes for Zita and Mitch. The Islanders start to argue with Imani. Courtney says, you told me that you were loyal, and Imani disagrees. She said, I never said that I had any loyalties to you. And Courtney's like, you told all of us that you had our backs.
Yeah, which is true. She did.
Right. Zita and Mitch then go for Johnny and Aurelia. Sally and Ayal go for Mitch and Zita. Callum and Deb then argue about what to do. Deb doesn't want to go for Zita and Mitch. Callum ITMs that it's tough because he understands where Deb's coming from, but he also had to go against his friend Mitch also. But it made the most sense strategically. So Callum is putting his apples in Mitch and Zita's, and Deb can't really get any of the apples. She basically forfeits.
I mean, she could have gotten some of the apples. I thought this was a genius move on Deb's part.
It was.
Because
it was
already smart. She had gone against Courtney
right
in the first round. Right. She was like, I'm not going to alienate my existing alliances. So she just pretends like she can't get an apple the whole time because it wouldn't have mattered either way. It was a foregone conclusion, but she didn't want to be a part of it.
Yeah, this was really smart. Zita and Mitch are now vulnerable.
And our last challenge is a weird one. They basically toss a beanbag through either a big hole for one pie, a medium hole for two pies, or a small hole for three pies. And right. That will then determine how many pies they get to pie another couple. The couple with the highest pies to the face will be vulnerable. We see Johnny and Aurelia both fail to get their bags through any holes. Same with Imani and Ray. Justine and Jack both get one pie. So this means one pie for each of them. Like, it's just so weird and arbitrary. So they each have two pies and they choose to pie Ray and Imani. Imani gets pied a lot, and right. every time she gets pied, she eats the pie.
Like it's she- so weird. She's like, ah, like, why are you eating this pie?
I kind of loved it.
It was, I've never actually thought that these pies were edible, to be honest.
I think it's usually just whipped cream. This one looked like it had some sort of custard or something else in it. Like, maybe it was that good. Like an actual and she was pie? Like, I'm fucked here, so like, I might as well get a little sweet treat.
So bizarre that she ate the pie.
I thought it was so funny.
Did you? It made me really uncomfortable.
Like I liked felt, it.
Oh, I did not like it. It made me uncomfy. I don't know why.
That's so funny.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Sally and Ayal go now, and Ayal gets one pie. So they both pie Ray and Imani. Zita and Mitch go. Mitch misses. Zita gets one. They pie Ray and Imani as well. Courtney and Scott go. Courtney gets two and Scott misses. Courtney says that she is shocked that Deb fucked her over. Her and Imani fight a little bit. I'm not sure if this is the moment where she's – oh, no, it was before, I think, when she was like, you did tell me you had my back. You're literally wearing my clothes. She goes, you fucked me in my own clothes.
Yeah.
Oof.
It was intense.
So Courtney goes pretty hard at Imani with the pie, and then Imani like takes some of the stuff on her and flicks it at Courtney.
Yeah.
Very, very intense pieing yeah. session.
Very intense.
Deb and Callum go. Deb gets one pie and they choose to pie Johnny and Aurelia. Deb just kind of continuing to try to stay out of the line of fire. Of course, right. Ray and Imani are vulnerable. So we now see each of the islanders pick out a stuffed animal.
So fucking random.
What the fuck?
This was the part that I was like, wait, what? This is too much.
They gather around the fire pit. We see that Ray is super pissed. Maya Jama enters the villa and she shares that two of the three couples will be dumped, which we already knew. Maya mm-hmm. says that the decision is down to the stuffed animals that they just picked. And they all look at their stuffed animals like, oh, fuck.
Right. Like, what the fuck?
Each animal has a heart inside of it. There are six pink hearts and one gold heart. Yeah. And the golden heart is a lifeline for one of the vulnerable couples. So if the golden heart is inside the stuffed animal of one of the vulnerable couples, then they will save themselves. But if a safe couple has the golden heart, then they can use it to save one of the vulnerable couples. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was rigged that it was going to be one of the safe couples that had the golden heart.
Same. Same.
Because, like, what if the first people, what if just, like, who was first to go? I think it was Courtney and Scott.
Mitch and Zita.
Okay. Well, what if Mitch and Zita just had the gold heart?
Right.
No climax.
Right.
So that was never going to happen.
Right.
The vulnerable couples join Maya Jama at the front. And yes, Mitch and Zita go first. They have a pink heart, as do Imani and Ray, as do Courtney and Scott. Also just funny that they have to like open the like open. Stuffed animals.
It's like a Build-A-Bear.
It's so weird. Like, why is this show so yeah. good but so weird?
Weird. I know. They do weird shit sometimes. They really do.
So we're now going through all of the safe couples. We see that Aurelia and Johnny have a pink heart, as do Deb and Callum. So it is now down to Justine and Jack and Sally and Ayal. Justine's face gives it away when they open their stuffed animal that they have the gold heart. They go off and decide who they are going to save. Jack is like, we have to take out the strongest couple to win. Sally whispers to Ayal that she thinks that Justine will fight to save Ray, which we do see her grappling with.
Right.
And we then see Jack coming up to make their announcement of who they have decided to save. He says that we had to think strategically and we picked a couple that we think will be the least threat. And we are left on this cliffhanger, but we see Ray crying.
So obviously, they do not save Ray and Imani, right?
Obviously.
that seems obvious because also Justine said, I cannot look at him if we do not pick him. Her head is down the whole time Jack is speaking.
It's obvious. Everyone knows it. Ray knows it. We know it.
Right. So who do you think they save?
I think that they're going to save Courtney and Scott.
That's what I was thinking, too, because when they said the least threat, I would say I think they'd probably think that Mitch and Zita are a threat.
I agree.
Yeah, because they're both pretty strong, and she's so tall, and he's so buff.
Yeah. Yep, I totally agree.
Scott is a wimpy little boy.
And unfortunately, we will have another few episodes with Scott.
Yes. All right, Ari, let's do our awards for this week. Who is your MVP?
I have a hard time not doing this every week, so I'm just going to. My MVP this week was Callum.
Callum? Oh, wait. Speaking of MVP, MVPs, I cannot speak. You can go on the Love Island USA app and vote for your favorite boy and favorite girl.
Which will mean absolutely nothing for the show, of course, because it was filmed a month ago, but they will get money.
Yeah. Did you vote?
No.
I voted for Callum and Sally. You should vote.
I will. I'll do it.
Yeah. So who you said Callum was your MVP?
Yes. Who was yours?
I'm going to give it up to Jack this week.
Yeah. He was actually a close second. I did consider giving it to Jack.
He is all head in the game right now, and I appreciate that because he won that duel between Mike and then, you know, with this final decision, I think he's like leading the charge right now, and that's solid.
Definitely agree. I just am always most entertained by Callum.
Of course.
Who was your most toxic Islander this week, Mara?
It's so hard to just not pick Johnny every single week, honestly. I'm going to maybe say Imani. Mm. I don't think that she was necessarily like fully toxic, but she did fuck up the most.
Yeah.
Who was your most toxic?
Johnny.
Oh, Johnny. Nice. So that hasn't changed.
No.
Week to week either.
Nope. I was thinking that. Have these been my MVPs and most toxic every episode? Maybe. Is it just because it's true? Yes.
What was your most shocking moment of this week?
I had a hard time with this. I found that the most shocking thing for me this week was not a moment, but was just generally Imani's downfall.
Yes. Oh, I agree with that. Yeah.
What did you say?
My most shocking moment was Jess going off on Johnny.
Oh, her
recoupling
speech.
Not necessarily surprising, her recoupling speech. Yeah, it wasn't necessarily surprising, but I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it too.
Yeah, Imani's downfall was rough.
What was your LOL moment of the week?
I gotta give it up to Callum one more time for his motorboat and calcium cannons commentary. Was that yours as well?
Yes. Callum's commentary before the heart rate challenge was my LOL moment of the week.
I mean, this man is just full of funny quips.
He just is a gift. Callum is a gift.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Callum.
He should start a business called Callum's Calcium Cannons.
That does what? Plastic surgery?
I don't know. Yeah. Sure. That works.
Or like lingerie.
Ooh. I like both of these ideas. Lingerie is probably a little bit more his wheelhouse.
Yeah. I wouldn't personally trust him to operate on me. So no. Let's go with lingerie.
Fuck no. Are you kidding me? Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
What are your finalist predictions? Because we are down to the wire now.
I know we are. Okay. So I have a top four and a winner prediction.
Okay.
So I think that in the final four will be Sally and Ayal.
Yeah.
Deb and Callum.
Uh-huh.
Courtney and Scott.
Interesting.
Just because I kind of could see them sliding through and being like not that big of a threat, but I don't think they'll win. I believe that Justine and Jack will win.
Okay. I have Johnny and Aurelia,
mm.
Callum and Deb, Sally and Ayal, and Jack and Justine, and I think Jack and Justine will win.
Oh my gosh. Well, we're going to know so soon.
So soon. Oh, I can't wait.
I have one thing that I need to talk to you about before we end the episode.
Okay.
Have you watched Vampire Diaries?
No. Fuck. But I feel like I should.
You should. It's so good. Okay. I'm going to find something for you then. I had a realization that Eyal reminds me so much of a character from Vampire Diaries named Klaus. And I think it could just be his voice. So I'm just going to play you. Sorry. I'm getting a YouTube ad. I'm just going to play you like Klaus talking for a second. And I want your immediate thoughts on if it sounds exactly like Eyal to you.
Okay. Love it.
Well, for starters, young Jeremy here could show some manners and invite me inside.
Sort of.
And that's why I'm here. I'm leaving town. Just need to pick up a few road trip necessities. Spare tire. Flashlight.
Yeah.
Doppelganger.
I hear it. I hear it.
They're probably just from the same part of England. But it was like a big realization for me.
That's funny. Oh, I love those kinds of realizations.
Anyway, those you should great. Watch Vampire Diaries. We will recap that next. She's got the fangs.
Ooh, I love that.
So many spinoffs. Oh my God. I truly cannot wait to see how the season wraps up. Excellent work, Love Island US. This
good
is
job, guys.
So good.
Thank you everyone for joining us. And we cannot wait to chat with you later this week.
On Thanksgiving, we'll be back at you going over the finale. And then if there's a reunion, which I hope there is, you know, we'll probably have another episode to discuss that and any post-island tea. Like, you know, does Johnny make a comment on his impending child?
Correct. I need to know. I need
answers. Does Sally make a comment on the impending child? Does Aurelia make a comment on the impending child? I need
does
to
Courtney,
know.
Does Jess?
So many people whose opinions I would like to hear on Johnny's baby.
Ditto.
Okay.
Chat with you soon.
Can't wait.
Bye.
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 Thank you so much for listening. Please follow us at She's Got the Chat on Instagram and TikTok. Rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Can't wait to chat next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.